Federation.
And welcome to another edition of Off to the Races on My96.7 WDLR AM 1270. I am your host, Mike Bozich. We have got a fantastic show coming up for you today. It's a Hamiltonian edition. That's right. We are going to be joined by the fine track announcer of the Meadowlands, Ken Warkenton. He is going to be breaking down Hambo 100 for us here today. Plus, we're going to talk to Derek Givner. He is a Hall of Famer now. He is the editor of DRF Harness, and you're not going to want to miss these two interviews. Derek also going to break down the Hamiltonian for us as well. That's right, and you can watch and wager on Hambo 100 at any of our OTBs and racetracks here in the state of Ohio. And of course, our show is brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center, carrying down to its science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. A busy show, an informative show, a great show. We have got you covered for Hambo 100 right here on this program. When we come back, we're going to talk to the newest member of the Communicators Hall of Fame, Derek Givner, the editor of DRF Harness. You've got Off to the Races. We'll be back in a flash.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Welcome back to Off to the Races. You got My96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by one of the newest members of the Communicators Hall of Fame, the one and only Derek Givner. Derek, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be on. Technically, I'm not really a member yet because they have to vote me in, but I made it on the ballot, so that's most of the way there, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say you're pretty much there. I mean, I'll tell you what, you've really contributed, I think, a lot to the sport of harness racing where it badly needs it the most, I think, and that is, you know, promotion and education and content. And, you know, speaking of content, gosh, and I can't believe now, DRF, when I was doing research for the interview, DRF Harness has been around since 2012. That is really hard to believe. It seems like, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I mean, I started in 1996 with Sports Eye, and they got bought out by DRF, I think, in 2004. And, you know, it took a little while to convince everyone that, hey, we should be online and we should create a new brand for this whole thing. And we were able to get it done. And you know what? If you think it's been a long time, imagine how it feels to me.
Exactly. But, you know, I know that's your baby, and I know you've worked really hard on that, and it has progressed so much through the years. Kind of tell us, you know, how it got started and how it actually has, you know, progressed through the years.
Well, I mean, when DRF took us over, I tried to, you know, find a way to bring, harness racing to the internet a little bit and, you know, do what I can. And, you know, over the years, as things progressed, I was able to, you know, convince the powers that be that, you know, we need a strong online presence. We got to rebrand this whole thing, you know, not as just Sports Eye or Harness Eye, as DRF Harness. And, you know, that discussion began with trying to get online past performances, you know, probably around 2010, 2011. And we were able to launch the brand in 2012. I think we launched January 2012. I still remember, you know, July 2012, I think it was. We had gone onto Twitter. We had gone to a Twitter account maybe in February. And I remember sitting at a Yankee game, I think, and looking at my phone and saying, wow, we got 500 users now, 500 likes now.
Right.
You know, and now we're closing in on 10,000, and, you know, which for the harness racing world is a big number.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, along with that comes the weekly DRF Harness newsletter, which I think has really been a staple. I mean, if you're a harness racing fan, it's simply now a must read.
Yeah, I mean, we started that out, I think, in 2014, maybe, somewhere around there. And originally, it wasn't, you know, what it is now. It was just an email with a few links to our site, the stories, and, you know, made the decision, I think, in 2016 to make it into a PDF product. And since then, it's really taken off. You know, it's kind of a passion of mine. You know, I sit here, I'm actually staring at the front page of the Hamiltonian issue right now, and you know, as I'm trying to put it all together, that's kind of like, as much as writing as I do, and I probably wrote, you know, I don't know, 7,000-8,000 words for this issue, you know, as much writing as I do, I really take pride in, you know, trying to put together a nice looking cover and, you know, and work on it. You know, you see your finished product and it really makes me smile.
Visiting with Derek Givner, the editor for DRF Harness. Now, Derek, let's switch gears a little bit. Coming up a little bit later on today, of course, this show airs on Saturday, 100th edition of the Hamiltonian. And I know you've been doing some TV work with Dave Little in the days and weeks leading up to it. And I'm going to tell you, this has got to be, in my opinion, one of the best Hamiltonians in quite recent memory, just considering the depth of the field.
Yeah, it really is. Top to bottom, I look at this field and I feel like probably eight of them could, you know, win given the right trip and the right setup. I mean, obviously, I have my favorites of the group, but, you know, you have a lot of strong contenders. Think about it. Two of the horses are undefeated going into the race, which is pretty impressive. You know, one of those that isn't, you know, went the fastest elimination mile last week. I mean, there are so many ways you can go in this field.
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, Super Chapter, Maryland, and of course, a lot of the drama leading up to the race with, you know, Dexter Dunn ultimately choosing Maryland over Super Chapter, which was, I think, quite a surprise to some people, but maybe not a lot. Emoticon Legacy, Nordic Catcher, who may fly under the radar a little bit. You know, he went the fastest of the three Hamiltonian eliminations. And then you've got some real deep closers, some horses that's shown a lot of trot towards the end of their respective miles. Why don't give us a selection? If you had to make a selection, who is it?
I'm kind of all in on Maryland. I got to be honest here. I mean, I've been watching. I haven't picked this horse at all. All the weeks leading up to this, I've been off his bandwagon. You know, because I watch the races and feel like, you know what? It really hasn't. He really hasn't been pushed to his, you know, peak to try to win these races. In my opinion, I think all along they've been gunning for this Hamiltonian, and that's why I wasn't at all surprised that Dexter Dunn ended up choosing Maryland over Super Chapter, who's undefeated this year. I mean, the only thing I think that would have stopped that decision is maybe if Maryland would have drawn post 9 or 10, but I think this horse is coming into the race in perfect form. I think you're going to see a more aggressive Maryland this week, not necessarily aggressive in leaving the gate, so to speak, but aggressive in wanting to get the lead, you know, earlier rather than just chasing a target the whole way, because this is the type of horse that once he gets the front, you know, he fights off everyone and doesn't let anyone go by.
No question about it. It's certainly going to be a great race, and it's a great card leading up to it. I mean, you've got two divisions of the Sam McKee Memorial. You got the Kane Pace, two New Jersey Sire Stakes Trot Finals, the Cashman Trot, and of course the big rematch between Twinbee Joe Fresh and Sylvia Hanover and the aged mares, the Lady Liberty. Boy, that is starting to turn into quite a sibling rivalry. I shouldn't say sibling, but a rivalry nonetheless.
Yeah, it really has when you look at it. I mean, think about it. You know, Sylvia Hanover just dominated, you know, her, you know, Twinbee Joe Fresh when they were three. And then Twinbee Joe Fresh completely dominated when they were four. And now they're five and they've kind of traded blows a little bit. It's fun for the sport to have this kind of thing go back and forth. And, you know, I've picked Twinbee Joe Fresh, I think, every single week leading up to this race on Saturday in the FanDuel Lady Liberty. And this week, I'm picking Sylvia Hanover for the first time.
All right. For those people listening that may not know or may not have never checked out the DRF Harness newsletter, how could we go about doing so?
Yeah, go to drf.com/harness. And right at the top of the page, you'll see a menu bar and just click on the newsletter. And that'll take you to the newsletter landing page. And on that page, you can check out all the old editions of the newsletter, or you can just sign up. It's very easy. You just put in your email and away you go.
All right. Editor for DRF Harness, Derek Gibner. Derek, we certainly appreciate you joining us today.
Anytime. I'm just happy to be here and talking about harness racing, especially talking about the Hamiltonian.
All right. Thank you very much, Derek Gibner, the editor of DRF Harness, and boy, he is absolutely right. This is really going to be one heck of a race. It's one heck of a card, by the way. You've got the Kane Pace, the Steel Trot, two New Jersey Sire Stakes trotting finals. You've got the Cashman Trot. You've got two divisions of the Sam McKee Memorial, and of course, the Lady Liberty, along with the Hamiltonian Oaks and the Hamiltonian 100. It's going to be a great, great day of racing later on today here at the Meadowlands. When we come back, we're going to talk to the track announcer of the Meadowlands, Ken Workington. You've got Off to the Races back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we are back at my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. The biggest day in harness racing has arrived. Hamiltonian 100. And right now we are joined by track announcer at the Meadowlands, Ken Workington, one of the very best in the business. Ken, welcome on in.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's an exciting time.
You know, Ken, we were talking a little bit off the air. Of course, a lot of drama leading up to this race about who would Dexter Dunn choose. Would it be Super Chapter, who has just looked outstanding so far here in 2025? Or will it be Maryland, who is 4-for-4, but not 4-for-4 in the win column. 4-for-4 as far as second place finishes goes. Still looking for that first win of 2025. Boy, this would be a heck of a place to get it.
Absolutely. I mean, I almost dropped my phone. As the late Dave Brower would say in his program comments, shocking choice.
Yes.
I sort of can't believe it, but obviously Dexter knows more than we do. Marcus Melander would not reveal anything. He was very tight-lipped at the press conference yesterday. And of course, he's got, as I mentioned, four in the final. Now, last time that happened was 1998, Chuck Sylvester, who finished the double bookends. He was first, second last, and last, and won it with Muscles Yankee. So Marcus Melander, three-time runner-up, is knocking on the door. He could kick it in, and he's got, two of the top dogs in there, Super Chapter in Maryland. Dexter Dunn takes Maryland, who was a relentless closer despite a tough trip chasing Nordic catcher for Åke Svanstedt, who's got two in there as well, looking for his third Hamiltonian. So Yannick Gingras picks up the plum, shall we say, the plum catch drive in Super Chapter. And immediately, I look in my media guide here at 2015, and that is when Yannick Gingras won both eliminations, Pinkman and the Philly Mission Brief. He takes Mission Brief on the last minute, you know, choice. The crowd, I remember announcing it. Sam McKee came in and gave me the decision, and I announced it, and there was like dead silence, then a gigantic roar, a massive roar from the crowd. You know, wow, he took the Philly. And of course, Brian Sears, we all know what happened. Brian Sears won the Hambo with Pinkman. And Jimmy Tactor kind of shrugged his shoulders and looked at Yannick Gingras like, you know, like he had three heads.
Well, I'll tell you what, like you say, there's some great drama leading up to this race. And you've got some really good horses. We were talking off the air about how deep this field is. Let's start with Super Chapter. You know, we got Trader Marcus Melander, a young guy, even though it seems like he's been around forever. He's looking for his first Hamiltonian win. Of course, he's got a few with Super Chapter in Maryland. But, you know, Super Chapter, and I'll mention a quote that he mentioned after the Olympics. You know, he's like driving a car. He is that darn good.
Yeah, he hasn't been tested yet. He's 5-for-5, and he's been really unstressed. 150-4 in the Empire Breeders Classic division. Came from off the pace in the Yonkers Trot. New mark of 150-3 in the Stanley Dancer. He cruised in his elimination. Absolutely cruised. He crushed him 151-1. And Marcus Melander, that three-time Hambo runner-up, sending out four, I believe he's 33 years old, and that is when Jimmy Tactor scored his first check in the Hamiltonian. So Marcus Melander, and he kind of shrugged his shoulders yesterday, said, if I don't win it this year, I'll win it next year. I'm eventually going to win this thing. Very confident, rising star, elite trotting trainer with some good backers. And he proves it every single year. Super Chapter's the real deal, draws inside, gets the Hall of Famer Yannick Gingras, who goes for back-to-back. Of course, he won it last year in the Shawshank Redemption version of the Hamiltonian with Carl. And there's going to be a big announcement, by the way, Hambo Dave, with Carl, with regards to him standing stud in Kentucky next year. But that's just an aside. But Super Chapter, I got him number one. He wasn't number one in the winter book. But as he started winning and as Maryland started finishing second to him, I put Super Chapter first. And I just released the final version of the top 10. So it's Super Chapter, Emoticon Legacy second, Maryland third, Nordic Catcher, Maximus Muirs, Go Dog Go, Gap Kronos, Green Maw, Meshuggah, and Blank. And listen, don't throw out Blank.
No.
Don't throw out Meshuggah or Green Maw. Don't throw out any of those closers, because if there's any mayhem, any speed up front, those horses can finish as well as the top ones, and they're just getting going. Like Meshuggah's only third start of the year, so look out for them if there's mayhem.
Visiting with track announcer Ken Warkinson. Ken, let's talk a little bit about Emoticon Legacy. Now, here's, you know, Canada's fastest three-year-old trotter. You know, trainer Luke Blais won this race back in 2019, and, you know, this is another horse that, like you said, I mean, he's right up there with all the good ones.
Yeah, he's matured this year. He was a little too hot last year, but he's come back. You know, again, Luke Blais is a terrific upper echelon trainer. This guy's the real deal, and so is this trotter. As you mentioned, he won with Forbidden Trade 2019. Louis Waugh making his Hamiltonian debut, but we know he can get the job done. He's a two-time O'Brien Award winner. Post three in the final, he dominated that good times. That was devastation at Mohawk. Track record 150-2. The Zwagin 51-4. the first elimination. 151-4, and he had to hold on. He had to dig in, but he needed the race. So that's why I've got him second. Emoticon Legacy is certainly, he's a versatile horse. He'll be forwardly placed, of course, and I see him as a maybe one of the prime stalking threats in the field.
And then, of course, there's Nordic Catcher. Now, he won his elimination at 150-3, which was the fastest of the three. Of course, that's thrilling, a thrilling stretch drive with Maryland. And this is a horse that Svanstad said is getting better and better each and every week.
Yeah, he's got the class, too. He was a really good two-year-old, and he's just coming around and peaking at the right time. That's what the Hamiltonian's all about. You want about five or six starts in a horse, maybe four, but probably five or six. Six is ideal. Nordic Catcher, wire-to-wire, third in the fastest wire-to-wire in the third Hamiltonian elimination. He won it the fastest, as you mentioned, 150-3. Final quarter, 26-2 with the pull-down blinds. He made a bridle change. New Jersey Sire Stakes champion, Svanstead going for his third, post six in the final. He said if he pulls the shoes on this horse, he might have another second, another cylinder in the tank there. And he's got a lot of pressure on him, Mike, because he's owned by Jeff Goral, little E. So the chairman of the board, the boss, is got a lot of rooting interest here, Nordic Catcher. So Svanstead draws inside. Where's he going? Where is he going? He's going right to the top.
Of course.
He's going to be either the one to catch, and I think that's what Nordic Catcher is going to try to do, is try to, you know, catch me if you can.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a very solid field, and like you mentioned just a few minutes ago at the top of this interview, I am very hesitant to throw anybody out of this race.
Absolutely. I mean, Maximus Mirrus, here's a real sleeper for you. I've got him fifth or five on the top ten. He made his three-year-old debut, was fourth in the Stanley Dancer Memorial, and that was a really good race. He was also a hard-charging runner-up in the second elimination. Lucas Wallen, he had the beaten favorite, Rebuff. Whatever happened to Rebuff in 2022? I should have asked him yesterday. Scott Ciron in the bike goes for his Hambo Grand Slam. He's already got three. Post five, perfect mid-pack post here to stock the speed. Go, dog, go. Todd McCarthy, of course, who shocked the 2022 Hambo at 52-1. Cool Papa Bell yesterday. John Campbell said that was his favorite Hamiltonian that he didn't drive in. Of course, he won six and was on the board in 16 career starts. John Campbell, the legend. But Go, dog, go. He kicked off his three-year-old season 3-for-3. He dominated the Dancer Memorial in a career best, a division of 150-4. 26-1 home, third in his Hamiltonian elimination. I think that was just a kind of a maintenance mile. Gap Kronos gets the Bionic Man, second in the Good Times final, 151-4. Reynolds division winner here. Of course, Tietrich won the 2012 Hamble with market share. Green Ma, Tron Smedshammer, trying to turn back the clock. He won the 2004 Hamiltonian with the Triple Crown winner, Windsong's Legacy. He had a beaten favorite in 2003, Power to Charm. Meshuggah, Bjorn Goop, the Swedish legend, is in to drive. He's got the rail, and he had traffic issues. He was closing hard in his elimination. He draws in with the highest lifetime earnings. And finally, we've got Blank, who had plenty of late trot in a Dancer division. He was third by a head in 26-3 in that first Hamiltonian elimination closing at Emoticon Legacy. He was right there. And Andrew McCarthy, the Thunder from Down Under, he's been there, done that. 2020 Hambo with the filly, Ramona Hill. So you can't throw anybody out.
No, this is one of those races where you can make a case for everybody, and I think you just did. This could be a paramutual player's dream here, this Hamiltonian 100. But, you know, Ken, before we let you go, you know, you've called a lot of Hamiltonians. Any one stick out in your head as the favorite you've called?
Oh, that's a real good one. I'd have to go back to my very first one. That was Self-Possessed. And, you know, that's, I've got to flip a few pages here in the media guide. Self-Possessed was one of three with Michael Chance for the Trotting Guru. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was Ron Gerfein, the two Hall of Famers teaming up there. A great drive by Self-Possessed. Yeah, that was 1999. He went all the way pretty much. He brushed and crushed in 151 and three-fifths. back on August 7th of 1999 over Angus Hall, and that was John Campbell and Joey Levesque and Luke Ouellette. But Mike LaChance, Iron Mike, the Hall of Famer with Self-Possessed, that was my very first of 25 Hamiltonians, and I remember distinctly in the far turn, my binoculars were shaking so hard, and I did not have, you know, the Canon stabilizer mm-hmm. Binoculars that yes. you can get where the steady. But Larry Colmus, who of course calls the Triple Crown, he says that doesn't work. It doesn't work. He says my hands still shake. and fortunately, I've had a chance to settle down and enjoy the race a little bit. But it is an outer body experience. It's just it's a big race with all those zeros at the top of the program, and all the great coverage we have. And it's, you know, culminates the championship meet here. It's like the biggest race of the year.
Yes, indeed it is. That was the track announcer of the Meadowlands, Ken Morganson, one of the very best in the business. And I'll tell you, he's absolutely right. This is our Kentucky Derby. This is the sport of harness racing's big race. You've got two really big events during the course of the year. And, of course, the Hamiltonian later on today being one of them. And, of course, just about a month and a half away, the Little Brown Jug the other. And we're going to have, starting up in the next week or two, a lot of Little Brown Jug content to look forward to on this program, so you're not going to want to miss it. Another great show, and it was brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Carrington, to a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Make sure you visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, special thanks to our guests, Hall of Famer Darren Gibner, the editor of DRF Harness, and of course the fine track announcer of the Meadowlands, Ken Morganson. We will see you next Saturday with a first post of 9:30 a.m. So long!
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.